So, do we want to talk about this movie or what that Kevin picked without Kevin?
don't know, what do
Yeah,
you guys
what did he
think?
pick? The guest. He picked the guest. That's what he did.
I guess he picked the guest.
Why do I have to guess? Why don't you just tell me the movie that he picked us to see?
Matt, quit being difficult.
Yeah.
God.
Matt.
No.
Yeah, Matt, quit being difficult.
All right. So Kevin isn't coming?
That's the way it seems. I don't know.
What a deke. I don't want him to hear me call him a dick, though, so whoever edits this, cut it out. Let's see, I guess it'll be him.
You cut
Yeah.
it out.
All right, editing note, Kevin. Cut out the part where I called you a dick.
Welcome to Hey, Let's Talk About That Movie, or whatever. The only podcast on the internet where people talk about movies.
Not real life obligations. Alright, so hey guys, let's talk about this movie or whatever.
Woo!
In honor of the drinking practices of the dude in this movie, I made myself a spicy cocktail drink.
Ooh, fancy.
Fireball?
Nope. Because that sounds really gross. But I did make a cosmopolitan and throw it in my face to see what that feels like.
How was it?
It's all right.
A little wet.
Kind of refreshing.
Oh, that
that's
works.
nice.
Yeah. Hey! Talk about that movie now. Or whatever.
This week's movie is The Guest, directed by Adam Wingard and written by Simon Barrett.
Isn't that the same team that brought us the film You Are Next?
Yes, and they also directed a segment on VHS on the movie VHS 2.
Yes, of course.
And they did something on the ABC's Death thing too.
Yes. Of course they did.
Yeah. So man, I was watching this movie. Oh, we should probably just talk about this film first and introduce what it's about. And,
yeah, Logan, would you recommend it?
Let's tell him what it's about first, and I'll tell
oh,
you if I
God
recommend it.
damn.
So pretty much, this family's kid died. He was a soldier, and his friend comes to the house.
That's
and...
not part of the movie, though.
Yeah,
their kid had previously died, presumably in war.
Presumably in war, maybe. Who knows? But apparently he's dead, and his friend, came to their house and was like, oh, he wanted me to tell you that he loved you. And they're like, oh, hey, stay with us, because you don't know where you're going. And he befriends everybody, and he's really super creepy. And that's this movie.
Yep, he befriends with everybody.
Befriends everyone.
Except for the enemies of his friends.
Yeah, he's not friends with the people who aren't his friends. The
so
enemies
Jamie.
Of his friends are also his enemies.
Yeah. So Jamie, since asking Logan this question makes him go off on a whole fucking thing talking about this movie, would you recommend this film?
To everyone. It was awesome. Loved it.
Yeah. Logan.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, if you like stuff.
Movies.
Yeah, if you like movies, this is a movie that you'll like.
If you're a person, you'll like it. Matt?
I love it!
Good. Good answer.
I don't use the term modern classic ever. Alright, so let's talk about this movie.
And not here, not today.
So classic, though.
Yeah, it's like an 80s film.
But modern.
Yeah, but modern. 80s, but
like,
modern.
In a modern way.
It wasn't like it was trying to be an 80s movie. It just...
Oh, it was. It was.
No, like, it's not trying to, like, be a pastiche of 80s movies, though. It's like a modern thing, just with, like, just a complete, like, throwback to that.
Yeah, little nods to the 80s spirit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it felt modern. Like, it did not feel, you know...
Yeah. Totally.
It just felt classic. It reminded you of old
classically
movies,
modern.
Just like in some way or other. And now, if you are ever going to watch this movie, watch the movie first.
Seriously, you guys.
Chirps.
Watch it so hard.
Yeah.
A lot. It's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should check this out.
Yeah, don't ruin this movie for yourself by listening to jerks talk about it first.
Hey, the fuck?
Wait until later. Yeah, I'm talking about you two.
Yeah. All right, so when I started watching this film, every character that's introduced, I'm like, hey, that's that guy that was in that other movie I liked. That's that guy who's in that other movie I liked.
Yep.
Yeah, there were three of the people in this movie were in Faults.
Yeah. I'm so excited about that.
I don't know if Kevin knew that, or if he just was picking it because of that. I'm not sure.
Well, I know that he didn't know that there were three, because we mentioned the movie, and he was like, yeah, two of the people from this movie were in Faults.
Woo! Then you got a bonus third. Yep. You're welcome,
and then
America.
He was like, whoa! And it blew his mind.
And we had Chase Williamson from John Dies at the end in there.
Yes,
and Zeke.
Micah Monroe from It Follows.
That's true.
Oh. And Joel David Moore from Dodgeball and the Hatchet film.
The Hatchet film?
Hatchet. The film called Hatchet that is directed by for Adam Green. Yes, that's the guy's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So, right. Holy shit, there's a lot of people in this movie that I like. That's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this movie's really good, though. There was, I almost didn't know how to take it sometimes when I was watching it, because it's kind of super serious, but it's over the top in ways that are really enjoyable, but
but that's the movies that are over the top but play it straight, those are the best ones, because they're grounded and it brings out the absurdity of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was over the top in small ways, which was awesome. It wasn't just trying to, look how hard we can step on the gas pedal.
Woo! They made very smart choices about when to get a little crazy.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, we need to talk more about this film. I mean, we're just talking about how awesome it is.
We talked about the 80s stuff, and there's a lot that makes it feel like an old movie. Just the creepiness, it being Halloween, and the kind of tying in the stuff with the school and the high school kids, and
even from when the title dropped, it had a old feel.
Yeah, and these nice. The kind of electronica soundtrack.
Yeah.
That sort of almost overpowers the scenes. And
very shoegazy music. Loved it.
Yeah, it the soundtrack awesome. Was pretty great.
I watched it a second time, and going back and watching it the second time, it kind of made the early parts funnier. Now that I know all the stuff. And know more about this guy, whereas before there were things that were creepy, that they're still creepy, but now they're also funny.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did anybody else think he was a robot for a while?
That's
I was wondering.
That's a fan theory that he is a robot. He is not human.
There's at least four things I had that I was like, oh yeah, yep, this guy's a robot.
He might be I don't know. It's kind of left open ended.
They said that Lance Reddick described him as a symptom of a military project.
Ooh. He also talked about his programming. Okay.
Yeah.
Red flag there.
And they never did say who he was. They said that he wasn't who they thought he was. They said he wasn't David Collins, but they never said anything else about his backstory.
Which also left open the possibility that it could be the family son.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but I thought about that.
See, I thought it was David Collins, and they were just covering up and saying he was dead. The dog tags, I thought, proved that he was David Collins.
Well, there were twice, though. Lance Reddick tells...
Anna?
Anna, in the car, that that man is not David Collins. And also, the other kid, Luke... when he was talking to him, he said, I know you're not David Collins, because I looked him up, right after, whatever.
Yeah,
because I thought, they said David Collins died. I thought that was that whole thing.
No, but See, I assumed that that meant like he saw. Actually, I don't know. Maybe because he wasn't the one that found that out. Is he trying to just take credit for his sister's work?
Probably. He's a little shitty kid.
Sure.
Yeah. That little son of a bitch. Is he psychotic? What the hell is his issue?
I don't know. I think he's pretty cool. Because of how psychotic he is.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it opens with just the dude running.
Yeah.
And then it says the guest. And so, yeah, I like to think that wherever he came from, like, he literally ran that whole way.
He probably did.
Yeah.
On his robot legs. Okay.
Robo legs.
There was another guy in this movie that will never have metal legs.
Yeah. Is that like what? A blanket statement?
No, what's his name? The guy that, like, he asked if he can get him guns was...
Craig.
Did you ever see Grandma's Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he was, like, the weird programmer guy.
Yeah, the guy that thought he was Neo.
Talked like a robot and dressed like Neo. And then he would, like, argue with himself sometimes, like, by himself, and a robot voice would, like, deride him. And he would be like, "You'll never have metal legs! Shut up!"
Aww.
So anyways, yeah, that guy will never have metal legs.
Ethan Embry?
No, cut that out, Kevin. Yeah, so then he starts hanging around and helping everybody in cool ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, he helps fuck with that kid's bullies pretty well.
That was awesome.
That was kind of awesome. The shitty thing is, like, I think for the most part, he really did want to help them. Like,
yeah.
Like, and they just like, oh.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's a weird kind of, I don't know, near the beginning of the film, he's kind of like an anti-hero for a little while. But he's like, he's fucking creepy as shit.
The whole movie just, like, fucks with your emotions because you realize that he's either insane or programmed for evil, but at the same time you kind of root for him because of all the shit he's doing to help the family.
Yeah, because he...
Even though he's killing people.
He's not doing that stuff for his own benefit. He's just helping these people that he likes.
It's a conflicting feeling, but I think that's part of what makes the movie great. I don't know.
In a way, it's kind of like if Jason Bourne... like, murdered innocent people and beat the shit out of high school kids. Which would have made Jason Bourne way cooler, in my opinion.
Jason Bourne to rule.
Jason Boring compared to David Collins or whoever.
I mean, who doesn't want to see someone beat up high school kids? They're fucking awful. They're the worst.
I actually love seeing adults beat up kids in movies.
As we get older, it's like, yeah, take that, you shitty kid!
You deserve this!
Now get off my lawn!
Not in an abusive way.
No, of course not.
But just in the way that if they're jerks, then it's cool to have, like, a highly trained military dude beat the living shit out of them.
Oh.
Exactly. At the beginning, you see him beat up the bullies, and then you see him...
Which, that whole scene is great.
Oh, yeah, like...
Yeah.
The fucking, like, Cosmopolitans.
The lead end of the scene is great, every part of the scene is great, and the exit is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he beats up the bullies, first off, and then he goes to that girl's party, and her, like, boyfriend, like, grabs her, and he just, like, beats the shit out. Well, he doesn't really beat, he rams his head in the wall.
He just looks at him, like, the kid shoves him. And he kind of doesn't actually move anywhere, but when he gets shoved. And he just looks at him like a fucking robot man and just smashes his head into the wall and he's fucking out cold.
Yeah.
And then just looks up at his friends and his friends are like, just give him a like, no, we're good. And then he's just like, get him out of here.
I think the sex scene with the girl at the party, was that, like, uncomfortable for anyone else? Like, just because it was...
Because she's a high school kid?
Well, that too.
Well, I don't think
she's...
Yeah, they were college.
Yeah, she's probably the same age as Anna, like 20, but...
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of the kids as both being in high school, since it kind of ends in the high school.
Yeah. It's got that feeling.
But yeah.
Well, I think that scene was supposed to work as, like, because she says he's not into it, and then when she says it, he's like, oh, I have to act like a person now, and then he gets really into it.
Activating person programming.
Yeah. Do you think he's good at sex, too?
Probably. He's probably programmed for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a robot, he's probably, like, got a super good sex program or something.
The military programmed him for doing sex?
Okay. Well, yeah, he could do the honeypot that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. It's called a honey dick, though, with a guy.
Sorry. Honeycock? No. Trying to make it rhyme.
That's creepy.
Sorry.
That's honey... dirty, Jamie.
My bad.
Honey... We run a family program.
Honey pud?
If your children aren't already in bed, go ahead and tuck them in, parents. Shouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah. So anyways, that scene with the when he was fucking was cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys write that scene in your head too?
No.
Mm-mm. Huh.
I always do that in, like, when they cut away from what could be a cool 17-minute love scene. Because I like to...
Only 17?
I'm a fan of Abdelatif Kashish.
Super
that
fan.
Fucking scene. Those scenes so funny.
All right. We're not here to talk about that movie, Logan.
Yeah, we're not. You brought it up.
Only so I could yell at you. But yeah, I was wondering in the scene, in the bar scene, I wondered if he chose that drink for that express purpose.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's like trying to be prepared.
Seemed like it. Yep.
And I love the like dumb melodramatic, like quick shots, like zoom in on his face turning to fight the next kid.
Yeah.
And the creepiness of, like, he had made the comment of, like, no, I don't sleep much or something.
Yeah.
And they just occasionally would cut to him and alone in his room at night, just sitting, looking sinister.
Yeah, just staring with that fucking look on his face.
Just straight up perfect posture, staring dead ahead.
It's, like, super intense. Do you guys want to talk more about this? Or do you want to go on your favorite scenes?
That counts as talking about it, so let's do that.
Sure.
What's your favorite scene, Matt?
Jamie?
I didn't think about it, so somebody else go first.
Logan?
My favorite scene is when they get back from the party, and he says he likes the music, so then the girl starts making him the CD, and she puts the headphones on, and then, like, it kind of, like, pans over to the next room. And you hear the music, and you just see him looking straight ahead, and then the music just goes, brrrr, and it comes to the next scene. That's my favorite scene.
Yeah, and those cuts.
Yeah, that cut was fucking awesome.
I just love his whole demeanor. He's just, like, so polite and, like, kind in, like, the most stern way possible.
Mm-hmm. I also really like the scene where he's buying the guns, and he says, I'm going to take all of them. He's like... Well, if you got off my...
All
like,
right, man, you brought money to get all of them. I'll make you a deal.
Yeah, then he's like, no, I'm going to kill you. And Craig's just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, like, party foul.
That's not cool.
Yeah, did you guys
So, we had some technical difficulty, for anyone just... listening, with nature, because nature's a bitch.
Jamie, tell Logan that I went to the bathroom while he wasn't signed on to conserve time.
Matt is so committed to the project that he peed himself. It was awesome.
Oh, my foot!
That sounds about right.
Welcome back, Logan.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Lightning is striking things. Possibly, and power's going out, and there's, I guess, rain. Precipitation is at a high level.
Yep. Mother Nature,
Logan,
everybody.
Logan, you're coming to us live from the area. Can you give us a report of what it's like down there?
It's dark, and there's lightning every so often. It makes it not so dark, and there's rain.
Alright, I'm going to need you to go stand out in that so we can get a live view of what's happening on this podcast. We need a visual.
That's not how podcasts work.
All right.
Hey, Matt, are you here or did you pee yourself?
No, he went to pee.
Okay. I thought he said he did that while I was gone.
He's a master of illusion.
Hmm.
So, hey, Logan, now that it's just the two of us, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Not much, dude. How's it going?
It's going, man. It's going pretty good. It's going all right.
I say, like this movie, I thought it was pretty good.
It's a really good movie, right?
Yeah.
I had to keep turning it off because I was getting too excited about how much I liked it. I was like, oh, God, I gotta take a break.
Oh, that's not how you do things. You just get really excited and you run around. That's what I do. I just get all giddy. I just, like, flail my arms around.
There you go. We all have our own personal style. I was telling Matt I followed the internet's directions for White Russian, and they are wrong. There's a lot of vodka, and it's all happening at once. Matt.
Hello?
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, I'm back from peeing.
That's great. You probably will do that again, because you're drinking a lot.
What?
You piece of garbage.
Now I'm dehydrated. Do you think that we got everything recorded, like, up until it shut off?
Well, it ended with me talking about, like, the guy there where he's like, oh, hey, like, I'll take all your guns.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, yeah. That's not... What the fuck, man? That's not cool.
Yeah.
That was a great scene, too. I really like Joel David Moore.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
It's... Who is that?
This is Logan.
Who's Joel David Moore?
Who's the name of the guy you said?
Oh, he plays Craig.
Craig.
Oh, okay. That's the guy I was talking about from Grandma's Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he was in Dodgeball as well.
Oh, yeah, he was. I remember watching that movie.
He's a funny dude.
All the parts.
He's pretty great in Hatchet as well.
Oh, did you see him in Forever?
No, I don't know what that movie is.
I don't know what that is either.
Man, I haven't seen him in Forever.
Hey, neither have I!
Yay!
Oh, yeah, he was in Avatar.
That's the best joke you ever made, Jamie.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, the last thing I said, and then I just heard silence, was I asked, did you guys recognize Ethan Embry?
I recognized him. I didn't know what his name was until I looked it up later.
I did not recognize him.
No, he looks really different.
Yeah.
Than his usual stuff.
Yeah, I still remember like how he looked, you know, 15 years ago.
That's the gun dealer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy from That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A huge departure from his usual look.
What was that movie called? Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, well, if you would just think of it faster, you wouldn't have to.
Can't Hardly Wait to think of... The name of the movie was... Cheap Trills. Anyways, yeah, so this movie was pretty good.
Yeah, they did suspense really well. There was, like, a lot of scenes where they did suspense really well. Did you guys feel that way?
Yep. I think they did things well.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like so, I don't know, it felt like so melodramatic, but, like, not in a shitty way. It was, like...
Yeah. Like, just the scene I was thinking about when I brought that up was, Anna has found out that David is not who he says he is, and she's talking to her mom about it. And in the background, as they're having that conversation, you hear the door open, and you're like, oh shit, it's going to be David, and he's going to overhear this and kill them all. But no, it's just the dad. It pans over, and you see just the dad coming in. But for a brief moment...
And he's distraught because of the...
Yeah, and then it just ratchets up the tension that you only just got over from the last fucking thing they did.
Also, I thought you were going to mention when Anna brings up, when she, like, confronts, like, when he's there, and she tells him, like, he, you know, he's not, like, I called the army, and they said that he's dead. And they look at him, and he's, like, over there chopping vegetables, and he just, like, kind
with
of
the knife.
Raises the big-ass knife
he's
up.
He's playing with
just,
it.
Like, scratches his chin, and he's like, well, that's military intelligence for you. Like, he's just still, you know, just totally calm and cool.
Super
but he's
cute.
Just kind of brandishing this knife.
Yeah.
As he's chatting.
Very quiet show of power from him.
Yeah, and you're not sure if he's about to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Even when he showed him his dog tags and they looked at him and he like kind of slides it back to him, he picked them up with the knife.
Yes. It was really good.
Pretty good movie, you guys.
I liked it. It was all right.
It was a great pick for Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin gets a million cool points for this movie. I was so happy the entire time I was watching it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Also, you guys know Dan Stevens is British.
British. I had no idea.
He is. That's why he was able to act like a robot so good.
Oh.
What? It's a compliment.
Do you want to talk to our British listeners right now? Explain yourself?
Oh, we don't have any. That's the one country that no one in the world has listened to the podcast from.
Is it because you haven't done a shitty British accent yet to lure them in?
I said British.
British? Do you feel that was sufficient for your British listeners?
That is not British, Jamie.
It's not at all. I don't know what it was. It's fine.
You just offended the Scots by calling them British.
That's fine. That's my lineage. I can do that if I want.
Oh, now you won them back, and now they're going to attack me because they're on your side.
That's right. That's how the Scots do it.
That's racist.
Yeah.
But yeah, that dude is in Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey.
Downtown.
Yeah. Also, he was in The Cobbler.
Was he really?
I don't remember him from that, but yeah, he was.
Was he the douchebag neighbor?
That like he becomes.
Yeah.
I think.
With a hot girlfriend.
I think so.
Is he the poor man's Ryan Gosling, or is Ryan Gosling the poor man's Dan Stevens?
Just from this movie, I like Dan Stevens more now.
Yeah. Oh.
But, yeah, there was a moment after they left the party when Anna, like, he stops Anna from driving and is like, nah, you're high.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drive. And she's like, oh, okay. And she hands him the keys, and he walks around to the passenger side to let her in. For a second, I was like, did he forget? Which side?
In America, we do it differently, Dan
in
Stevens.
In America.
Yeah, it's like, you're super drunk, Dan Stevens. You don't even know what the right side of the car is.
That's proof that he's stoned, right?
That would be cool. I want to do that one day. Stop somebody who's drunk from driving and then be like, no, give me your keys. I'm driving. You're too wasted. And they'll be like, okay. And then I'll get in the passenger seat and like...
just look really confused.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
And make car noises.
Yeah. Honk, honk.
Aw.
Get in, buddy.
Have you guys thought of your favorite scenes?
Yeah, I wanted you guys to mention yours first because I have like a long list of scenes that I love.
Oh, well,
I mentioned my two. So.
Okay. Yeah. I got some. All right. When it's like in the end of the movie, when David is full on gone crazy, so to speak. When the army guys are outside the house, I'm going to call them that. It's a very official term, the army men. they bring out the 50 cal to deal with him because the guys with just the straight up automatic weapons aren't putting a dent in his insanity. And when he sees the 50 cal go up, he has this exasperated look on his face, like, ugh, that was really cute. But then also when he's hit the dad in the car and he does that head-on collision and he walks over to check and see if he's dead and he's not, he does the same exasperated look, like, ugh,
like he was hoping that would have done it.
Yeah.
Now I gotta shoot him.
It was cute. I like how at the end he just kind of went full on a nut bar and really embraced the role of sociopath.
It's his programming, Jamie.
It is his programming.
Well, I think he was a sociopath, but like that got down to like psychopath.
and then the fucking diner.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was like the craziest.
Oh, that was so good. It was so theatrical. He like released the grenades at the same like on a swell of the music. Oh, it was so good.
And he had like this weird joyful look to him.
Yeah, he liked the ceremony of it. I think it was good.
Yeah, when he was asking Anna's friend, like. You know, where is she or where did you know where she went? He's like, never mind. Just shoots him in the chest.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Pulls out the grenades. Yeah, favorite scenes. I don't know. There's so many scenes I really liked in this, but I did want to bring up, I really liked his heart to heart with the kid, with Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. I have that written down too.
When he's like, hey, let me talk to you, buddy. It's like, you can't let those kids pick on you, because that'll stay with you the rest of your life. It's like, if they shove you around, bring a knife to school. If they take it from you and beat you up, go around to their houses and burn it down with their families inside.
Yeah.
It's the worst that they can do.
It's from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was just really awesome. It's like, yeah, okay.
It's just okay. Like such a wholesome tone to it, too. Like, you got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Inspiring after school special voice. To burn families alive.
And that just goes along so well with the, like, with his sort of well-meaning but inhuman persona.
Yeah.
Like, he helps the dad out. He helps Leland Orser out. Because the guy that got the promotion he was hoping to get, he kills that guy and his wife, presumably.
Yeah.
Yep. Just a really helpful guy.
Not even that, like, that guy was, they never showed the guy. You just heard about this. It's not even like that guy was the boss that was picking on Leland Orser. He's just the guy that got the position that he wanted.
Yeah.
Murdered.
Delete. What'd you guys think of the end?
I loved it.
It was really good.
Yeah, classic horror ending.
Yeah.
That was so great. I fucking love that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you, Jamie.
Oh, I was just, I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say anymore. Go ahead, Matt.
I think we both said I was just.
We just wanted
to bring up, at the end, presumably he's going to, like, leave and not kill them.
Yeah.
You know, even though they, like, his programming dictates that they be murdered or whatever,
yeah, because they
know about him. But, and he says, like, when he's about to kill them in the school, like, I tried to think of another way, like, if there was only another way.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have to kill you. And then after the place is on fire and the kid, like, stabs him, he starts smiling. And yeah. I wondered if that was, like, because the first time I watched it, I thought, you know, okay, he got taken out by that stabbing, but then maybe, you know, it didn't quite kill him and he was able to get up and make it out at the end. But the second time, I think he just was acting at the end when he laid down and pretended to die.
Did you notice he laid down right under a tombstone?
Yes.
Decoration? That was so fucking awesome. I was so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he might have been pretending. He's really good at it.
It kind of is. Like, it kind of seems like he's acting if you watch it thinking about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Such a drama queen.
Yeah, when the girl recognizes him, like, I would have just been like, fuck that, I didn't see nothing. I would just not have paid any attention to it. I would have been like, I would have seen him like, oh yeah, I don't see shit. I would have just immediately looked away.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was such a good ending. But I would have grabbed a fire axe, alright? And I would have taken his ass out, because he's never going to stop. He's a robot.
Okay? I'd have let him go on.
No.
I'd be like, he's on to his next adventure.
He's gonna
help out some nice family by murdering a bunch of civilians.
Aw, it's like at the end of every Western, the hero has to leave to move on to another town and free it from the band of villains that are messing with it.
Yeah.
That worked out better in my head.
Yeah, it did. Hey, I noticed a couple of things. Was there, maybe I was just noticing this because, in Open Windows, you mentioned, Jamie, the, like, owl
yeah.
symbologically,
yeah, the, like, it was in the, there. couple of times.
Yeah, references to owls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in this movie, there's an owl drawing. There's like a drawing of an owl behind Anna on her wall at one point. And the project that they mention when you go to the board meeting with the dudes outside the boardroom with machine guns.
Yeah.
And the guy says that something about the discontinued project Aegolius. Aegolius is a small genus of owls.
What? Did you? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Good so, get, Matt.
Do you think these directors are like part of Bohemian Grove, or are they like trying to audition? Like this is their they're trying
it's
to
their
get
round table. I was kind of getting that vibe, like the Open Windows vibe. Did you guys get that at all? Even the music kind of sounded a little bit similar to Suicide, that band that was in Open Windows.
I actually did think about that one of the things in this.
I had to look up all of the artists that were in the soundtrack to make sure that one of them wasn't Suicide, because I could swear at one point it was the band again.
I think wasn't like most of the music was done by the director? Adam Woodward?
I didn't notice. Do you know what his band is named?
I think just Adam Wingard.
Oh, in the credits it was all a series of bands. I didn't notice Adam's name, but who knows? Who knows?
Good talk, guys. Is Logan still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Just letting you guys go.
I was afraid you got shot with electricity.
Not yet.
Guys.
I ain't dead yet.
Yeah, is it calming down or is it picking up outside?
It looks like the storm's getting further away. The lightning, the thunder is taking longer to get to me, so.
Okay, good.
To get to you.
Well, like the sound. The thunder's the sound, isn't it? And yeah. It takes longer for the sound to get to me, so that means it's further away.
Yeah, it's like, what is that movie?
The Coriolis Effect.
Poltergeist rules. You know, they explain to the young boy in the movie how thunder and lightning work. Okay, never mind.
Also, just from the actual world.
Hey, did you guys get a Cabin in the Woods feel from this movie?
No.
I didn't.
God damn it.
In what way?
I don't know, just some of the, how it's taking a genre that can be really, cliche and doing something unexpected with it. I don't know. And the lighting. The lighting kind of reminded me of it.
Reminded me a lot of Your Next, but that makes sense since it's the same director.
Yep.
Let's talk about Your Next.
Mine's great. How's yours?
Logan, how's your neck?
That's all right.
Man? Neck chicken.
Protect
check
your neck.
You guys are stupid.
So Matt, did we go over favorite scenes? I'm not sure if we did that, did we?
Yeah, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yours?
Okay, you went over all your favorite scenes, Matt?
I didn't go over all of them, but there's too many. I would just describe all of the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I just went over I just really liked that one. The talk that he has with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really liked when he went and talked to like the principal.
Yes, that was great.
That was really good.
I liked when he was like going to him and he said like, oh yeah, the kid, I don't want to say the word, but like, yeah, he's like, yeah, he called me this, and then I took a yardstick to his face. He's just like, awesome.
Yeah. And then, yeah, inside, when they're talking to the guy, he's like, did he call him a faggot? The guy's like, I guess that was the word. And then he was like, so then it was a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
And starts leveraging that against him, like a gay kid getting picked on. And the principal's like, I didn't know he was gay. And which, that is kind of like, I could see that actually being the position of people in that position, like that it's fine to use that word. It's not a big deal against kids who aren't gay, but then if you say it to a kid who's gay, we need to cover ourselves legally.
Yeah, we got to crack down on that.
Makes sense.
It doesn't, Logan. It's bullshit.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that people think like that. It's bullshit. But...
yeah. I guess I see what you're saying. Logan hates gay people.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to, now that Dylan's gone, to quit trying to push that on me. I'm trying to do it to Logan. What am I doing? Why?
Your gay panic over there.
I haven't heard from Dylan in a while. Is he like some kind of space being that infects a group of people with his traits and then leaves?
He's ethereal, you know? We can't, he releases spores and we all feel his presence, but then eventually they fade away and we lose track of him.
Is that why you can't ever, like, find him or pin him down?
Because he's ethereal?
Yeah, he's in the ether.
He's a light being. He's a being of light. We can't really ever touch him. We only perceive his presence.
He's high on ether.
That's what I said.
Oh, hey, guys. What have you been watching recently? I watched some things. I want to know what you watched first, though.
What? That's crazy. Matt, what did you watch? You son of a bitch.
See, I watched...
I actually feel bad now I've met your mom. She's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I don't. That phrase doesn't even mean...
Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything. Just, yeah. Okay. Yeah, what'd you watch?
I watched The Drop with Tom Hardy and James Gandolfini. I think it was actually James Gandolfini's last film.
Is Tom Hardy's wiener out in that?
No, it's in that. Also, Noomi Rapace, however you say her name.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. It's all right. Quit grilling me on what I thought about that movie.
Listen, my partner's crazy, all right? I can cut you a deal, but... Logan, you're supposed to be a bad cop right now.
Why would I be a bad cop?
Help just me do out. It.
I'd be a really good cop.
Throw your muscle around and make Matt intimidated.
I don't have muscle.
Oh, God.
Good cop, whiny cop?
Yeah.
Listen.
Why do I have to be the bad cop?
Listen, he's not going to quit whining if you want to get really out of this room.
If you want to get away from this, you got to talk to me, all right? He's going to just keep going.
Where's the soda?
What do you mean I'm going to keep going? I just heard that.
I just got a dead alewives moment there with the D&D.
Yeah, that's a thing. That was a thing on the internet. That was like, not really, but yeah, that's that was a thing on the internet like years ago. You're old.
The dead alewives watch house or tower. I don't remember right now because I've had a little alcohol. It's something that everyone should listen to, I think. That has nothing to do with movies. Matt, what were you saying?
All right. I don't have any idea what I was saying.
You watched The Drop, but what else did you view with your eyes?
I watched a film called... Mm-hmm.
Editor's note, Matt is about to talk about the film Comet and refer to it as Meteor several dozen times because he's a drunk idiot. Thank you. And now back to the show.
Film called mm-hmm. Meteor.
Mm-hmm. Meteor Man? That was a great movie.
I'm pausing. Oh, I was pausing for you to make a pun out of Meteor.
Meat Eater?
Meteor.
Was it meatier than most movies?
That wasn't a great pun, but...
Or just go watch Meteor Man. You'll love it. It's great.
Wait, is that a porno?
No, it's from the 90s. It's about a man who gets, he touches a meteor and he gets
powers.
I know
what it is. I was
God
making a better pun.
You should watch Big Meat Eater.
I was making a pun.
That's also not a porno.
Prawn? Prawn. Yeah,
big.
What is this podcast now?
I don't know. What is this podcast? What are you?
Oh, are God. You've made me think too much about myself.
Matt, what's Meteor about?
Meteor is a 2001 film starring...
Channing Tatum.
Who was in it? Oh, Justin Long and Emmy Rossum.
Gotcha.
Yep. I feel like I can't remember what the other movie was. I just watched like two things.
Is it any good? Should we watch Meteor?
Emmy Rossum in it.
What's it about?
I actually thought about picking Meteor for the thing.
But you went for a Meteor movie.
No. Well, that's yet to be determined.
Oh.
Okay, we'll see. We'll
yeah.
See.
Well, YTBD.
YTMND?
Oh, boy. All right, edit point. cut out everything before now. Hey, guys.
Let's talk about this movie.
I was thinking about picking it for the podcast, but if you're not into it, it's a bit of a slog to get through. I did enjoy it, and it's very pretty, but I just kept imagining Logan trying to like sit through it and getting mad.
Why do we all imagine Logan when we're watching movies? Because you remember when we watched Nightbreed at your house? The whole time I was like, Logan would love this.
Well, this was specifically because I was considering picking it for the
thing.
I mean, you can pick whatever. I'll deal with whatever.
Nightbreed just makes you think of Logan. Like, you can't help.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think Logan might be a Nightbreed. I have a theory. I'll talk about it later.
Hopefully, that would make my life so much easier if I could just go live with monsters under, like, in a cemetery somewhere.
Speaking of cemeteries, in Meteor, part of the reason I wanted to pick Meteor is because I wanted you guys to watch it and then be like, yeah, we know, Matt, it's a dream. And then I'll be like, wrong, he's dead.
Oh, God.
They're dead.
That's not a spoiler.
That's not a spoiler, though, because they kind of never tell you. Anyways.
At the end of the movie, is the top still spinning?
The top of Justin Long's lips are spinning towards Emmy Rossum's.
Okay. All right. I'm cool with that.
Sort of made sense.
What else? Judges?
Bing! Wow, I didn't even know we had judges, but I'm glad they agreed with me. Cool.
They've got the thumbs up sign all lit up for Matt. All right, move on.
Wait, who are all those guys with their mouths duct taped and their hands bound?
Don't you fucking worry about it, Matt. All right? Trying to make the show good.
Okay.
Just keep talking. Just do your bits.
I watched some more movies. I can fucking never remember. I always forget. And I mean to make a list, and then I don't. But I had something that I wanted to bring up because I don't know what season. The most recent season of The League is on Netflix now. Just recently went up. And I think I had mentioned on here before, in season 5, episode 4, Raffy and Dirty Randy. I mentioned that before, that it was Seth Rogen and Jason Mantzoukas's insane characters on The League just had sort of like their own little spin-off adventure episode that they wrote. And it was insane and hilarious. And I recommended that you watch, even if you don't care for The League, I'd recommended you watching like that one episode. In this season, season 6, episode 4. Is that right? I don't know. Anyways,
even numbers.
In this season, there was one called When Raffy Met Randy. It's sort of like a prequel to that episode. And it shows how Dirty Randy and Raffy first met. It's also written by those guys. I would also highly recommend watching that episode. If you don't like The League, just watch those two episodes. They're pretty good. And it has like a bunch of funny people in it. Seth Rogen and Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael and Jorma Taccone was in it. And Jerry Minor and Lizzie
Kaplan. Did he play a minor character? Lindsay who?
Lizzie Kaplan.
Lizzie, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a bunch of fucking people in that episode, and it's great. And apparently, a lot of fans of The League hate those episodes.
What?
Yeah. Which, those two episodes are easily my favorite episodes of The League. So, I don't know. Apparently, there's a bunch of dumb assholes that like The League, I guess.
Whoa, strong words, man.
Anyways, it's good. I recommend watching those. You don't need to know anything about The League either. It's just like watching two short films made by Seth Rogen and Jason Mantzoukas about two insane people.
Okay, what was the first one? Season what? Episode what?
I think it was season 5, episode 4. It was called... I think it was called Rafi and Dirty Randy.
Okay. Got it. Had to write it down. You watched anything else?
Come back to me. Logan? Okay.
Logan?
What was that?
Logan.
I said come back to me, Logan.
Come back to you for what?
Come back to me and tell us what you've been watching.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watched Zombievers. I liked it. It was pretty fun.
I thought you were going to pick that.
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys. I was just joking around. I wouldn't do that.
I thought about watching it before, but I didn't because I thought you might pick it.
Oh, no, just feel free to watch whatever.
There's no way I'm going to watch that shit twice.
But yeah. Oh,
what'd you think of it, Logan?
Yeah, well, how was it?
It was like it was just like an 80s slasher horror film, like really cheesy. But they did a good job of like all the good cheesy films. Like, it's ridiculous and it's funny, but it's also like the characters are grounded.
Okay. Was it more like Night of the Creeps or Chopping Mall?
I haven't seen Chopping Mall, so I can't really.
Oh,
tell you.
Logan, you gotta see Chopping Mall.
I probably should.
Buddy,
I probably should watch that.
Wow.
Is that your pick, Jamie?
I thought I knew you. Actually, it might be in the future. It's so fucking terrible. I love it.
But yeah, it's just like a shitty horror film, but it's so ridiculous. It's really enjoyable and it's funny. But yeah, that was one thing I watched. The other thing I watched was A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh,
yeah. The original?
Yeah, the original.
Or the new one? Oh, okay.
The original, because
had you never seen it before?
No, I have. Like,
oh, okay.
I think it's
been a while since I've seen it, but
yeah,
I think it was an in memoriam viewing.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna try to watch some movies by him every so often for at least this month, like probably a couple more,
yeah,
one per week at least. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I forgot how creepy Freddy Krueger really is.
Yeah.
But, like, he's fucking creepy in that film. Like, it's like, hey, Tina, watch this. And just chops off some of his fingers. Like, what the fuck, man? And then there was also the thing where, like, he first sees Nancy, he pulls up his shirt, and he cuts his chest.
Ooh.
Yeah, and, like, there's maggots crawling in it and stuff. It's like, ugh. But, yeah, it was... And Tina, holy shit, Tina in that movie. Like, she's just, like, walking, but flailing her arms around. When she's running from Freddy, like, she's just at a walking pace and flailing. It's like that
allegory
first...
for child molestation.
Oh, really? I didn't think about that. But, yeah. The scene where, like, the first, like, kill with Freddy Krueger and Tina, holy shit, that is a crazy-ass scene. But yeah, that's what I've been watching. Pretty good movie.
Yeah, I remember, I was going to say, I remember watching that movie when I was a little kid, and the subsequent Nightmare on Elm Streets. And I feel like, I don't know, that might have been part of my sort of fed into, there's a bunch of other different reasons, but my like obsession with dreams and like lucid dreaming, you know, like learning to control your dreams.
Ooh.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that movie had an impact on me.
Yes, it had an impact on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which one was it that there were like faces on a pizza?
Oh, that was Faces on a Pizza.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's like the fourth one or something.
Yeah, I haven't.
Sam Jackson was in it.
I haven't seen all the Nightmare on Elm Street films.
He's sick of all the faces on his pizza.
With all these fucking faces on these motherfucking pizzas.
He just kept ordering more pizzas and each one had a face on it.
Oh, got a face facts.
Jamie, what have you been watching?
Hey man, I didn't watch a lot this week.
That's okay, Jamie. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Listen, if you could give me a fucking break, that would be great. I feel like you're really riding my ass right now.
Trying, but you're making it really difficult.
I watched the original Fly with Vincent Price. It was pretty good because I really like classic movies, but.
And Vincent Price.
And Vincent Price. I was thinking about trying to find a classic movie to pick, but I noticed when I was rewatching that one that they're all very slow paced and we don't have the same attention spans anymore. I don't know if I could do that to other people.
It depends on the film. Like, The Haunting is still, I fucking love that movie still.
Yeah, yeah. Any William Castle movies, I feel like I might introduce you guys to William Castle at some point if you're not familiar. He did The Tingler and 13 Ghosts and The House on Haunted Hill.
Okay.
All the old classics. But
I didn't know his name, but I've seen several of those.
But are you familiar with how he had all these things that he did with the theatrical release, like where he'd put
The Tingler?
Yeah, with the vibrators on the chairs of the theater. And he'd sweep ghosts around for 13 ghosts. And I think he had one more where he offered if you were too scared to watch the movie, you could go to this really prominently displayed booth that said that you were chicken and you could get your money for your ticket back. I just like that he always introduced a movie by standing in front of a coffin and being like, you'll be scared to death of my film. So this coffin is for you after you watch the ghost of my butt. It's really good William Castle reference there.
Also, I wonder if this is where he got the idea. It may be unrelated, but at the premiere at Cannes, Abdelatif Kashish put vibrators on the seats for the use during... Anyways.
But they only worked for 7 minutes at a time.
Yep. So everybody's watched everything, right?
Yep.
Cool. Watched everything.
We can end this podcast now.
Hey, man.
Like forever, because we watched everything.
That's good.
So, we're going back to you, Matt. Did you say you wanted to have more to talk about what you watched?
Yeah, he said come back to you. What's up with that?
So now we're coming back to you. Coming right back at you.
It's a figure of speech, guys.
Okay, fuck you. You're right. Done talking forever now.
Also a figure of speech.
Okay, then. Hey, Matt, pick that movie or whatever.
What?
You knew.
I actually, I kind of wanted to pick, John Wick. I'm gonna be like Kevin now and say what I'm not picking. No, but this will be part of the stuff that I've watched and recommend segment.
Okay. Good.
John Wick. I will just recommend John Wick to you that I actually thought about picking it, but, I decided not to. Just because there is violence to a dog that really bothers me in movies, and I don't mind making myself watch things that bother me, but I don't know, I kind of don't want to make other people watch things that might upset them in certain ways.
Matt, I'll tell you what I told Kevin. Fuck all of us. Don't give a shit about how we feel or what we want. Just pick a damn movie.
And I'll tell you what I told Logan. I'm not gonna fuck you, Logan.
Whoa. Playing hard to get.
It got awkward.
Sorry, it got silent because I dropped my microphone. Intentionally.
Oh, you dropped the mic?
Yeah.
Dropped all the mics?
But yeah, I would recommend that. Logan, have you seen John Wick, by the way?
No, I haven't. It's on my list of things to watch.
I'd recommend watching it. The fight choreography, I know you love fight choreography.
Yes, I do.
It's pretty cool and fun.
Well, I mean, nothing's going to top the Raid 2. I don't think anything can really do that.
Logan.
But still, it's probably really good.
Logan, you can still enjoy life, bruh. You don't have to eat a sandwich and go, oh, well, this sandwich doesn't taste as good as the Raid 2.
I always think of that. Like, I could be watching this movie, but it's not as good as the Raid 2. Nothing as good as the Raid 2. Just like this hole eating at my heart.
You can still enjoy other things, man. But I was just going to mention, it's cool in there. There's a lot of close quarters gunfighting that is interesting.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Hey, Matt, you should pick that movie or whatever, though.
I fucking am. I would have picked it already if you hadn't got us on this detour where I'm yelling at you. So instead of picking a movie where Keanu Reeves kills a bunch of people, spoilers.
What?
I'm going to pick a movie about killing yourself.
Hey.
Yay. It's called Before I Disappear.
Oh, God, that's a good one. Yay.
Oh, have you seen?
I will not tell you.
Okay, good. All right, Before I Disappear, 2014 by Sean Christensen, written and directed and starring. Oh, that was the other thing with Emmy Rossum in it that I had seen recently.
Oh, so you've already seen this film.
I sure have, Logan.
He's ready to go. Did his research. Put in the time and the effort.
I didn't say all that.
So...
Shut up, Matt.
I just Logan, said I watched it to make sure that no dogs get stomped.
That's all we ask. In our movie choices.
I don't know. Nothing will be as dark as Kevin's pick. As
I never watched that. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't recommend that you do. It's not really a good film, and it's super depressing.
No, don't need it. No.
Nothing will have as many dead bodies as The Raid 2.
Yeah, it's true.
Did any kids get murdered in The Raid 2?
I don't remember. I don't think so. But next week movie, Before I Disappear.
Woo!
Right? That's what it is, Before I Disappear?
Yeah, Woo! Before you disappear, you should say the name of the movie.
Oh, is Real it quick. Before you disappear or is it Before I Disappear?
Before you disappear, you should say the name of the movie is Before I Disappear.
God, I'm going to find this movie.
Editing note, fade the music up over like the past minute of this and then just... So you can't hear any of this dumb shit.
Yeah, let it come to a swell. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Hey, good work, everybody. Go team.
It's been good talking to you.
Oh, fuck you. You don't mean that.
No,
see
I don't.
Right through your crap. I
hate talking to you guys. We got through it without Kevin contributing his breathing.
Guys, can we talk about Kevin?
We should have a special episode where somebody just picks Kevin. Like, that's the thing that we're going to talk about.
Oh. Miss Kevin.
Alright, so, night everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hey, Let's Go to the Movies, Dear. If you want to listen to the show, you can, you are. So, good job. You win. Yay. See you next time. Bye.
That country. The big one with the Mongolians. Mongolia?
Mongolia.
None of us are from the Caucasus. Wait, Caucasus? I'm sorry. I'm derailing.
You say Caucasus?